Osner and what he's done globally, I guess, in Israel and America, Camp Kaylee, Reshit, even though I guess Rabaz was taking his talents to South Beach, I mean, KBY, I still owe a tremendous, I guess, appreciation and thanks for, like, opening up to the world of Gemara, world of Matias, world of Ian. Without him, a lot of Reshit guys would, I don't know where they would be, but, so just thank you from the bottom of my heart and all the Reshit alumni. And, everyone just knows he also gives shears and shalavim, his vast knowledge of halacha, that's knowledge of, I guess, any topic, Shas topic, as Rabaz would like to call it, and it's big supposed to get to hear him today. And I guess he's here all day, so anyone can get to Chapa Shmuz, Reishi, KBY, anyone, shout. And yeah, without further ado, Shalom Rabaz.
Trying to thanks very much. I was asked to give a share about getting us in the mood a little bit. The Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh El. Heard from one of my Rebbeim once that it used to be in the days of old, you know, Shabbos and Baruchim El, we just heard it, right when the right when you heard the words. Right, Rosh Chodesh El, Yieh B'Yom, all of a sudden you heard wailing from the women's section. Old Rav told me that. He remembers from the, right, you heard the words El, they felt it coming. They knew it was coming. Pasuk tells us, mentioned this in another shiur, and some of you might have heard it, Ar Yishah Milo Yira, the Pasuk says in Amos, when the lion roars, Milo Yira, who is not scared? Milo Yira, Aryeh Rosh Tevis, Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippur. Aryeh Shav, when the lion starts roaring, Milo Yira, who is not scared? It's a marshal given by the Bali Musar. Bali Musar says, imagine you're walking down the street here, in the Moshav, and you walk down the street, and all of a sudden, coming up the road, you see this lion coming up to you. You're like, what's going on here? I knew they had animals in Israel, but like, this is a little beyond. What's his life? Like running away, you start screaming. And yet, if you drive an hour and go to the safari, the first place you go is the lions. You want to see them. It's like a quality of a zoo. They have lions at the zoo. What's the difference? Here, you're running away and you're scared, and there, you like want to see them. The question is there a hefsek? Is there a machitza? Is there a fence between me and the lions? If there's a machitza, if there's a fence, if the lion's over there and I'm over here and there's a big moat in the middle, like, this is nothing to be worried about. Nothing to be nervous about. That's over there and I'm over here. But if it's walking down the street and it comes right at me and it's close to me, so that's a little scary. Our job over the next 5 weeks until Rosh Hashanah is to break down that fence. Is to break down the mechitza, to have it scary, not scary in a negative way. We call them the yamim no ra'im, the awesome days. Or in the most positive sense, yiras Hashem, feeling awe, feeling close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and being amazed and in awe. Last week I disclosed for a couple of days, I went with the family, I've never been there in my life, I went to the Alps. So we were there, and you see the grandeur, and then you just look up, and you're like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is awesome. Whoa. You feel very small, you feel like a little ant, if even that big. Then you look at these tremendous, it's unbelievable. Ar Yishah, El Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Milo Yira. That's what we have to get to. So today, hopefully, we'll do a little bit of Haskalah. It's hard. They say, oh, Rosh Hashanah El was early this year. No, August is late. Right? El Rosh Hashanah, that's what's Kavua. That's what it's supposed to be. Supposed to be now, isn't when it's supposed to be. And a little harder to feel, right, if you look at the English calendar, but this is our job, this is what we have to do, knowing it's a Shonim Wuberis this year, things are coming real. So I'd like to talk a little bit with you, just about 2 points. 2 points, that's the whole shiur. As you see the title of the shiur, Shuva. God's gift, man's responsibility. I'm sorry, some of the Makaris are not as so clear. I'll give you the original afterwards, make a copy if you'd like. Either way, we'll say everything outside as well. Let's talk a little bit about Tshuva, because that's the Inyan Diyoma as it's coming, Habalin Latova, Chodesh El. How are we supposed to be inspired, and how are we supposed to understand the topic of Tshuva? Gemara tells us, Mesachas Tzachim, Madaf Nundalud, source number 2, Shiva Dvarim Nivru Kodesh Nivru Ha'olam. There are 7 items that were created before the world was created. Whatever that means. But Kodesh Baruch Hu had the idea, Kodesh Baruch Hu created them as the model, as the map from which he was going to create the world. 7 things created before the world was created. What are they? Gan Eden, Gehenim, Kisei HaKavod, Beis HaMikdash, Shmo Shel Mashiach, Torah, and tshuva. Tshuva's on the list. The Torah, that's the Zohar, is Tako Baraiso Bara Almash. I'm looked into the Torah, that's the blueprint of the world. But tshuva, before the world was created. What does that mean? Each one of these is teaches us a message. Torah, there was a goal, there was a purpose of the world to Torah. Shemosha Mashiach, there was a destiny that the world was aiming towards. Everything teaches us something. What's tshuva? What's the message that tshuva was created before the world was created? How does that help us? How does that inspire us? Says Rav Soloveitchik, among others. Says the Rav in Yemei Zikaron. The world is governed by physical rules. Physical, there's biology, there's chemistry, there's physics, all different rules. Things have to make sense. Water flows downstream, and fire goes up, and everything has rules, and they don't change. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu does an ace. But there are rules, and it's logical, and it can be explained. Tshuva is unexplainable. Tshuva is erasing the past. And that's something that's not based on this worldly rules. Says the Rav, Anu HaYehudim, Hayinu HaRishonim Shamru. We were one of the first ones that said, Shabaolam HaFizi, Iyashel HaVatel Me'ikar Mashanaz HaBavar. You can't change what happened. Sometimes something happens in life and we wish we could go back. Rachman al-Islam, if anybody's ever in a car accident, you wish you could go back 30 seconds. Right? You stub your toe. Something happens, like, oh! Sometimes you give it a test paper. And then you're like, oh, you know, like, oh, now I got it. You wish you could go back. It would be very helpful. But really, you can't. Once something happens, it happens. Masha naseh asui. Chok ha-sibitiyut shal ha-sibam mesoveh v'tavua b'teva monezos l'chalutin. What was. What will be. You can't change the past. If I got dirty, if I made a mistake, you can't. That's only in this world. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the concept of tshuva, one of the seven things, lufnei b'riyas ha'olam. What does that mean? Tshuva doesn't make sense. Tshuva is not based on this world. It's not. I go over to my friend, and I say, you know what? I wronged him. I said something terrible. I insulted my friend. I go over and say, I'm really, really sorry. And let's say I buy him something. I do everything I can. It's true, that's tshuva, and I'm his vada, and I do everything, but you know what? The relationship will never be the same. It'll never be the same. If something happens, no matter how many times I say I'm sorry, no matter how many times I want to do better, in this world you can't wipe out the past. You can't change the past. Left side. But in a spiritual world, but when it comes to the Olam HaNafshi, you can change it. That's the concept of tshuva, returning to the source, though we can't logically explain it. What I did years ago. I can change it. That's what tshuva is. That's the gift of tshuva. A human being, we've done something, we feel bad about it, we think about it, we can change it and we can undo it. And that comes up in many, many sources. Yerushalmi in Maseches Makos, the Maharal talks about this in source number 4. Yerushalmi in Makos tells us, Shaulu l'chachma, they asked wisdom. Wisdom is not a person, it's not an entity. It's a concept based on wisdom, based on logic. What should happen to a sinner? Chote mahu oncho. What is the punishment of a sinner? Amra chatoim tirdofra. Sins, you know, follow wickedness, meaning that's it. You get punished. Shalom nevuah, from a prophetic point of view. Chote mahu oncho. They ask prophecy. What's the punishment of a sin? Amra nefesh achodasi tamus. Punished. From a wisdom point of view. From a prophecy point of view. Shalul the Torah, from a Torah point of view. What do? There's nothing to do. Shalul HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chote Ma'oncho, they asked Hashem, Kaviyacho. What's the onesh of a sinner? Amar Yaseh Tshuva V'Yischaper. Do tshuva. Hashem's the only one that has the answer. Kodesh Me'al HaTeva. It's from before the world. It's not based, it's not limited and held back by laws and regulations that make sense. We can't fathom it. I didn't have, how many benchings did I have kavana for this year? There's only one bracha, that's daraisa. We can probably count it on one hand, maybe two hands. How many benchings did we really do kara'ui? Shlomo Zalman once said, it's harder to bench with kavana than to daven with kavana. Davening, you're in shul, you're surrounded by minyan, you're into it, you say, ashrei, benching with kavana is much harder. Shlomo Zalman. You're benching you with your friends, you ate. Rashi on yesterday's parsha, last week, in other Gemara, Kodesh Baruch Hu, we tell Sviya, right, we rebel because we feel satiated, it's hard to bench properly with kavana. That's what we have to do. So we can think, am I going to ever? We can say yes from today, and then Hashem is not going to look at the past. It's the magic of tshuva. The Ramchal also talks about at the beginning of the Sefer, turning the page to the Sulsi Sharim in Parak Dalid. So Sharim talks about how we have to look at the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramchal, where it's underlined. With Fishura said in Mamish, based on logic, based on normal rules and regulations, Hayaroi Shachote, three things should happen. Hayaroi Shachote Ye Onish Miyad. Take Eflechato B'liam Tanachlal. Number one, immediate. I eat not kosher, boom, zap. Lightning. Right now. If a king knew that his subjects were rebelling against it, if he had Ruach HaKodesh, he would punish right away. Number one, immediate. V'gamsha ha'onesh atzmo yebacharanach. Number two, full, commensurate with what was done. Karoi l'fi yamamre, l'mi shemamre piyabori yisbarach shabo. Number three, shalo yeitikum l'cheid klal. You can't fix what you did, you can't change what you did. Immediate, commensurate, no way out. That's what should happen. That's what happens. You ever go, like, I don't know, you were speeding, we'll get back to this. Now, officer, I'm really, really sorry. I'll never do it again. I feel terrible. I realize my mistake, I'm sorry. He'll say, okay, never happened. He'll lose his job. Right? This is what happened. It should be immediate. It should be commensurate. Depending how fast we were going, and that's it. Kihine be'emes eti sakin ha'adam es asher ives fa'achet kfar nasa. Right? How could we change what was done? Remember another pasuk? Mu'uvas lo yuchalisko. It's crooked. You can't fix it. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu does. That's true. But we have to recognize Hashem constantly wants us and He desires us. The Kedushas Levi gives the mashal. He says, imagine there's a Shmoneh Esrei sometimes. And all of a sudden, we start Shmoneh Esrei, and all of a sudden, we realize we're in, like, Shmoneh Esrei. Like, how did we get here? Like, we're davening. Like, I don't know what just happened. I was davening, and all of a sudden, I'm at Shmoneh Esrei. So, okay, forget it. I'll get Mincha will be better. Said the Kedushas Levi, no! He gives a mashal. He says, a girl goes to the marketplace and has a bunch of eggs, and she's bringing eggs back home to her mother. And all of a sudden, some people come and start grabbing some of the eggs. And she lost half the eggs. She's like, okay, forget it, take them all. No! Run home with the one thing you still have. No, in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, like of Lamashina Mati Sikva. Okay, what happened to the first six brachas? I don't know. It happened. So start right now. Oh, Mincha will be better. No, right now. And for this bracha, will desires every single bracha, everything we have. Or Soloveitchik once said in a shiur that he didn't understand the all the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. You don't remember if you said Yalav Yavo. You just said it a minute ago. What do you mean you don't remember if you said Yalav Yavo? If we're talking to somebody and we don't remember what we said, but the Shulchan Aruch wrote it. The Shulchan Aruch is a realist. And that's what we have to, Shulchan Aruch realize that sometimes we need it. But the Kedushas Levi says, the second that we remember, Hashem wants us. Okay, go for it. Don't worry about the past. Says the Masul Yesharim, Midas Arachim and Hieno Zenes Hefech HaShlosh Tvarim Shezacharnu. It's opposite of the three ways. Number one, Hashem is patient. Hashem is Erech HaPayim. And even though it's been a while, Hashem wants us to do it. Wants to see changes. And it's not immediate. And even when it comes, it's Berachamim. And it's chesed. So all the number one, it's not immediate. Number two, it's not commensurate. It's less. And Hashem gives us time to undo it. Because Hashem wants us to be close to Him. No matter how long it takes, Hashem is always waiting. I once, one year, I was in YU for Yom Kippur. One of my years in YU. So I remember after Yom Kippur, I met the Rabbi Yitzchak Kohn, my Rebbe. I went over to the Rebbe. I said, Rebbe, how was Yom Kippur? I said, how was Yom Kippur? I can't answer that question right now. Ask me in July how my Yom Kippur was. Did it change me? Did it affect me? Did I get Yom Kippur? Like whenever July comes, I get scared. It's like, ask me in July, now it's August. Right? But it's Hashem waits till July, Hashem waits till everything. Doesn't matter how long, but Hashem has the Rachmanis. Because Tshuva doesn't make sense. It's an Al HaTeva. It was created before the world was created. It only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara tells us, even Menashe HaMelech, one of the worst kings we had, he tried to do Tshuva, the Malachim didn't understand it. There's an unbelievable description of the story. It's not in the Psukim. A little bit is in Chelek, in the last paragraph of Sanhedrin, but it's more full in the Yerushalmi, in source number 6. Yerushalmi tells the story, Menashe. Menashe was one of the kings, he put an idol in the base of Migdash. He was the son that Chizkiyo didn't want to have. Oh, brachas. You're learning brachas. He was the son that Chizkiyo didn't want to have, brachas Nafiud. And he had him. He killed his own grandfather, Yishayahu Anavi. He murdered his own grandfather. Who wrote Sefer Yishayahu? Not Yishayahu, because Yishayahu was killed. Right, he had to write. Of course, he didn't get to write his own sefer. Anyway, so Menashe HaMelech, at the end of his life, things were going not well. He was sitting in a big pot of boiling water, and he's like, "Oh, you know what?" He starts calling out to all the different gods of the world. Every single god of the world, he starts, in his view, all the different gods. See where it's underlined. Kivin Sharash at Sarasot Tsarlo, he niyachabot Tsarba Olam Shlo Iskira. He didn't leave out one. He went down the whole list of idols. Even when he saw that nothing was happening and it wasn't effective, he wasn't being saved. Amar, he says, Zacharani, I remember. Shahaya Avi, Makre Osi, Azapazak Azeb, Abesaknazes. I remember when I was a little boy, my father used to take me to shul. And I remember it's Sefer Dvarim, there's a pasuk. But Sar Lacho Mitzaucha Kalatvarim Aile, Bachros Ayamim, when you're in Saris and you have difficulty, Bishavta Hashem Elkecha. Do tshuva. V'shamata b'kol, Hashem will listen to your voice. Ki Hashem, ki kel rachlam Hashem alakecha, lo yaprocha, lo yashem yisecha, etc. Says Menashe, I remember when I was a little boy, there was a concept called tshuva, harani kare oso. You know what? I'll call out to Hashem. Im one osi mutav. If he answers me, great. V'im lav, and if not, hakol ap yeshav. Yes, he's no better than everybody else. This was the great tshuva of Menashe. I'll try it. I tried everything else. I'll try it. If it works, great. If not, you know what? You know, I guess they're all the same. That was his tshuva. Look at the next line. V'hayu malachei asharis misatmin asachalonos. One of the most beautiful lines in all of Shas. Imagery. Imagine there are windows in Shamayim. And there's a minhag of having 12 windows in a shul, one for each shevet. But there are windows in Shemayim that our tefillos are going through. The Malachim were like hammering close the windows, closing them up, like there was a hurricane coming. They were closing them up. Misatmin zakalonos shalotala tefillaso shal Menashe lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the tefillah doesn't come through. Don't let it through. Meaning the Malachim said, "What are you crazy?" That's for sure. Didn't say that, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu, how could you accept this? Is Shuva? Look what he did. B'ha'yu malachari shamim lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu ribono shalola. Adam Sha'avan Abodazara, the Hemitzema Behechal. He killed, he put an idol, turning the page. Adam Akavlo Bechuva. You're going to accept this? Hashem says, yes. Amarlo Hemeni Makavlo Bechuva, Hariani Noel, Sadelas, Bechnekov Ali Chuva. I have to. So what does he do? He closed up the windows. Ma Asalo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does Hashem do? Chatar Lo Chatira. Hashem took out a divine drill and drilled a hole under the Kisi HaKavod and snatched up the tefillah of Menashe HaMelech. What does that mean? Hashem doesn't have a throne. There's no drill. It means it's beyond even the Malachim's understanding. The Rambam writes, the Malachim have understanding and wisdom and awareness, but even they can't fathom. The tshuva of Menashe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took it. because it's something beyond. This is the gift of tshuva that we're getting ourselves into. There's even a halachic discussion that this idea helps explain. There's a question of the Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda has a long tshuva in Simon Lamed Hei and Arachayim in source number 7. The first half of the tshuva is halachic, and the second half is the following discussion. The first half of the tshuva, it's a tragic story about a family member. They were having znus for a long time. And the first half of the tshuva is about whether he is believed to aser his wife because the husband, all tshuva about halachic, about the Eidach and Emeviser. But the second half of the tshuva, he asked the Yehuda, how do I do tshuva for this? How do I do tshuva for this terrible thing? For 3 years I've had this maisus nus going on. How do I do tshuva? How many fast days? He has to know the Yehuda. So says the Nodeb Yehuda. This is where we pick it up in source number 7, where it's underlined. Hine hikshol l'shol mimeni davar kasha. Sheini ragil l'ashir l'shol mimeni. It's a tough question. You're asking me a question that is b'davar shlo'ucha limso shorish v'divri gemara poskim. How many fast days? It's nowhere in Shas. Oh, for this Aveira, you fast this many times. And for this, you do this many times. You're asking me something that is extra halachic. There's no Lo Matzina B'chala Talmud. Mispar Ta'anios, Yamim Charutzim Utsuvim, L'kol Chet Va'ashmuk V'chomer Ha'avon. You can't. And even as a line later on, he says, even if you fast the days of Shnos Musushelach, it's not going to work. It's not going to be enough. Fast days, that's not it. He says, Tshuva Ma'isim Tovim, that's the tshuva. But along the way, he asks a question that the Achronim deal with. And that is, line 22, V'ikar tshuva zibasachet, yidit varam b'leib nishvar. But then he asks a question, again, derech aga. Let's say, Rahman al-Aslan, somebody's machal Shabbos. Somebody's machal Shabbos with Edim and Hasra, if you know, you do this, I'm doing it anyway, it's machal Shabbos with Edim. And then that night he has Libo Nofo, he really feels bad about it. And he starts his tshuva odyssey. And he starts going back to yeshiva, and he's inspired, and he sits in kolah for 10 years, and years and years, and he becomes the Rosh Yeshiva! He's the Rosh Yeshiva! And then finally, the Eidim get their act together, and they go to Beis Din, and they may it on this guy. There's no statute of limitations in Judaism. Oh, at 5 years, no more chol shabbos. No, there's no limit. They go, and they end up testifying against the Rosh Yeshiva, and the Eidim are accepted, and what's the halacha? The halacha is Chayav Misa. Ask the Nodeb Yehuda, what about tshuva? Why isn't there tshuva of Chayav Misa Beis Din? That's his kasha. He did tshuva, he feels terrible about it, you see he changed his life, why is there no tshuva for Chayav Misa Beis Din? That's the Nodeb Yehuda's kasha. So the Nodeb Yehuda himself says, line 28, Havade she'ein bezdin mashgichin al tshuvaso. The sorfin the soplon fiona shachit. Right? They punish. Vadav yipal yafli. Kimen shavad ay tshuva oi. Well, you see, he changed his life. Lama yumas v'naki v'tzadik al taroksiv. Why? Why don't you accept this tshuva? Ela vadai gzeres akasuv. She'el mole kein balu on she Torah v'kwala. The whole system, the whole legal system of the Torah would fall apart if you accept tshuva. Whoever did not era will say, oh, the tshuva, there'll never be any punishments, there'll never be any, you know, preventative measures, nobody's going to be scared of anything. No, they can do tshuva. So number one, says Rabbi Yehuda, it's impossible to have a system like that. Or, turn the page, the Chida says, well, how do you really know if you did tshuva? Tshuva is belief. Tshuva is belief. How do you know? Maybe he's putting on a show because he doesn't want to be killed. How do you know that he really wants to do tshuva? Source 8. Shilu yadu bezdin ma belibo shel adam. If they really knew, hayachol lepodro. Asbach tshuva shasa. Al b'tshuva masr l'leiv. Or a third answer. And the fourth one will be the one that's important for us. Or a third answer. Get back to the mashal I gave before. With the police. Imagine you're driving and you see the siren behind you. Oh, what do I do? I didn't do anything. All of a sudden, the cop pulls you over, says, you know what? That was a great right turn signal. Here's $50. Ever happened to anybody here? Never happened to me. Why not? That was a great right. That was a full stop at the stop sign. You know what? You're a great driver. Here, go to dinner with your wife. Right? Never happened. Why? Because police are only to punish infractions. They're not there to give rewards and incentives for good deeds. Beis Din, says the Maharal and other Achronim, Beis Din doesn't give rewards. Beis Din doesn't give schar. That's not Kadosh Baruch Hu's domain. They only punish infractions, losases, like the police. So these are all answers, right? Why there is no tshuva except for Chayvim Mises Beis Din. Either the whole system will be butel and nullified, or you don't really know, or Beis Din only functions on the punishments and not on the rewards. But says the Maharal, though, no. You know what the real answer is? How can Beis Din act based on tshuva? Tshuva is me'al ha-teva. Tshuva is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva was created from one of the seven things from before the world. Beis Din can't use that tool. That's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Beis Din can't wipe out the past. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can wipe out the past. But Beis Din can't wipe out the past. And source number 9 on the left side. Ki HaTshuva Hu Shayach Mitzad Hashem Yisbarach Davka. Ki Hu Bilvan Mekamel Shavim. Writes the Maharal, and therefore Beza cannot act based on it. So what we say so far, all we did was one yesod. Tshuva is me'al hateva. Tshuva is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make sense to us. It's not based on normal physical, biological, any other types of rules. It changes the past as if it didn't happen. That's the gift. And that's why Beis Din can't use it, and that's why Nevuah and Chachma don't understand it, and that's the Rachmanis that the Mesillas Yesharim spoke about. And maybe one more idea is answered with this, and then we'll get to the second half. One more idea. There's a question that maybe you've heard Shirim in the past about. A question on a Gemara. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, Daf Tezayin, source number 10. Amar Rav Chris Budai, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shlosha Svarim Niftachin Rosh Hashanah. There are three books that will be open in 5 weeks. Three books that will be opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad shall Rishonim Gemurim, Echad shall Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'echad shall Beinonim. Rishonim, Tzadikim, Beinonim. A lot of kashas in this Gemara. Why don't you just have two books? Beinonim is a temporary book. A lot of different questions on this, not for now. But either way, three books. A Rasha, a Tzadik, and a Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim, totally righteous. Nechtavim, Nechtavim, La'altar, Rosh Hashanah, they're done. They have a stamp, L'chaim. On Rosh Hashanah. Rishon Gemurim, Lechtavim, Lechtavim, La'alta, L'misa. Beinoniim, Tluyim, Omdim. A Beinoni is limbo. Tzaris Yimei Tshuva, limbo, until Yom Kippur, and Hashem figures it out then. That's the Gemara that we know. What's the definition of a tzaddik in a Rasha? What's the definition of a tzaddik in a Rasha? If I want to ask you. How would you define tzaddik? How would you define Rasha? How would you define Beinoni? You know what he said? More mitzvos. Tzaddik has more mitzvos. Tzaddik has more mitzvos. And Rasha has more averos. Maybe, as a Rashi says, Rasha gamur ruban avonos. That's what it sounds like. Beinoni mechzal mechza. So, pashtus, okay, fine. Two questions. Number one, how many people in the world have exactly the same number of mitzvos and averos? Four? I mean, how many Jews need a Seres Yimei Tshuva? How many of us are Beinonis? Mechsa al mechsa. And that's all of us there is to be tshuva, is only for the Beinonis. Aren't we basically all done on Rosh Hashanah? And a second question. The Rambam. When the Rambam quotes this Gemara, source number 11, Hilchos Tshuva, we should say a Shechiyanu, if you haven't seen a Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva in 10 months. So, Baruch Hashem. It's good to learn Hilchos Tshuva, even not during the end of Av and Hevel and Tishrei. Says the Rambam of Teshuva, "Kol Mishenicha Mitzvah Shasa." He gets into you can't regret your mitzvos, but then he says, just like we our mitzvos and averos are weighed after 120, so too every year. Second to last line, "Kach b'chal shana v'shana shoklan avonos kol echad ve'echad miboya olam imzchu yosef biyanta shor Rosh Hashanah mishenitzat tzadik nathal lachay mishenitzat rasha nathal lamisa." Next top of the next page, here's the key line: "V'habenoni tolin oso ad yom hakipurim." And the Beinoni is in limbo until Yom Kippur. What should the next line of the Rambam be? How do you get yourself un-Beinoni? How do you get yourself into the land of the Tzaddikim? What should the next line of the Rambam mean? If I do more mitzvot during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, great, so then I'm a Tzaddik. The Rambam doesn't say that. What does the Rambam say? Im asa tshuva. If I do tshuva, then I'm a tzaddik. And if I don't do tshuva, then I'm not. Ask the Achronim. Why does the Rambam say im asa tshuva? If I do a lot of biker cholin during Aseres Yimei tshuva, that will tip the scale. Just do more mitzvahs than Averus. Right? You're exactly... Just do a few more mitzvahs. Why does the Rambam say dafke im asa tshuva? Many different answers given to this question. But one of them, maybe the most simple, straightforward, is from the Emek Bracha, Rav Parmanchik. In Source 13, one of the Talmidim of Rav Chaim, who was nifter at a very young age, B'nei Brak, says the Emek Bracha, no, only tshuva works. Why? Let's think about it for a minute. This year, Aseres Yimei Tshuva is going to be Tuf Shin Ayin Tes. What are we in now? Tuf Shin Ayin Ches. I don't see it. Ask the Emek Bracha. By Rosh Hashanah, if we're equal, then how can more mitzvahs add on? How can more mitzvahs help? The year's done. The accounting year. You can't give tzedakah, you can't get a tax deduction 5 months after the year done for the previous year. That's why this crazy amount of tzedakah, Baruch Hashem, given the last week of December. Everybody wants to get it in and get their taxes because this is the calendaric legal year. The second week of January, sorry, counts for next year. So ask the Emek Bracha. How would doing more mitzvos help you in Tuf Shin Ayin Tes for the record of Tuf Shin Ayin Tes? There's only one thing you could do. You can't add on mitzvos. But I could deduct on Averus. And how do I do that? Im asa tshuva. Because tshuva is the only thing that could erase what happened in the previous year. And that I can end up being a tzaddik. It's not just about more mitzvos. It says on the left side, why wasn't he a tzaddik before Rosh Hashanah? Only tshuva could be without that. So tshuva is me'al ha-teva. Tshuva goes backwards. Tshuva doesn't work for Mises Besdin because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tshuva can't be understood by Nefuah or by Chachma. But we have to recognize this is the gift. The gift of tshuva is that if we decide, if we have that hearer, I want to do better in this area. I want to control my anger. I want to make brachas with more kavana. There's so many areas, and we each have our own area. We have to realize the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that the past can be changed. That's part one. But now let's get to the other half. That's the gift from Hashem. Now let's talk about what we have to do. What we have to do. The responsibility that we have in tshuva. The Gemara tells us also in Rosh Hashanah on the following daf 14. Rabbi Yitzchak tells us, interesting. I've asked this to a number of great rabbanim. I don't know. It's not a mystery, but it's a mystery. There are certain names that aren't used in the Gemara. In the Mishnah, the Gemara, certain names Tanan Amar didn't have. Moshe. Why wasn't there with Moshe in the Tanan? All the Rishonim were named Moshe. The Ramban. Most common Risho name, even the Godin. But there's one, maybe. Moshe, Abraham, David. There's Rabbi Yitzchak, there's Rabbi Yaakov. There's Rabbi Yishmael. Right? But there's not really Abraham and David and Moshe. Interesting. Anyway, but there's Rabbi Yitzchak. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak. There are four things that can tear up the Gzar Din of a person. Four things that can rip up a Gzar Din, a negative decree. They Elohim, and they are Siddaka, Sa'aka, screaming, tefillah, Shinui Hashem, changing your name, whatever that means, Shinui Maisa, changing your actions. Four things that can tear up the desired din of a person. And the Gemara quotes Psukim to back up each one. On the simple understanding of this Gemara, there are four different avenues for us to change the Gzar Din that is up against us. We could daven, we could give tzedakah, we could, what's the other one? We could change our actions, and we could change our name. But maybe it's not four different avenues. Maybe there's a common theme if we could continue. Let's focus on Shini Maisa for a moment. What are four ways? What are one of the ways that we change our the Gzar Din? Shini Maisa. Changing your actions. What does that mean? Says Rashi. The Ritva quotes it. Source 15. Pirush Rashi. Shav me ra'ato. What does that mean? do tshuva from your evil ways. That's how you change the Gzar Din. Says the Ritva. That's how you change the Gzar. How do you stop the Gzar Din? Stop doing Averos. But I need a Gemara to tell me that. If I want to have a better Gzar Din, says the Ritva, Maloni Hira. Stop Shita. Jem'eno Shav Midrachav Kitolav Asheris Miyado. The Gemara cannot be talking by Shini Maisa. The Gemara can't be saying, okay, stop doing Averos. Of course. Tshuva, you don't get the first base without stopping your Averos. Says the Ritva, it's deeper. What does Shini Maisa mean? Look what the Ritva says. Let's learn it together. Vahanachon 15. Afilu Maisim Shel Rishus She'enim Hagunim Ksas U'mishane Chlomar Shu Adam Acher L'gamer. Gray area. Sometimes Roll Maj we've been here. Sometimes this is a very important issue to talk about with your Chanichim, or they're called Talmidim. The what?
NCS wires.
Right? Kedusha Sapeh. I'm sure many of you have talked about it. There are some language words, let's say, that are Mamish Ashler, and we know that. But you know what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us? Those gray areas. It's not, is it terrible? Is it as bad as this word? No. Is it a curse? Come on. I mean, it's not cursing. You know what the other words? It's not refined. It's not what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. It's not how a bent Torah talks. Says the Ritva, Shinui Maisa doesn't mean like the Pashas of Rashi, that, it means stop doing what's usher. No. Gray area. Meaning, and look what he says, to become a different person. If I'm a different person, then I talk differently. And even the gray area. Similarly, it's the same idea. Rav Kook writes on the Avinu Malkeinu. We're going to get into the Avinu Malkeinu mode in a couple of weeks. So we say Avinu Malkeinu was the first one we say together as a tzibur. Achzireinu b'tshuva shlema lefanecha. Return me in full tshuva. As Rav Kook, what does it mean tshuva shlema? Tshuva. What does it mean? Complete tshuva. Says Rav Kook, look at the next line. Avinu Malkeinu, Shlach, Refuah, Shalema, same word. L'chol Ayamecha. What's Refuah Shalema? You wish people, all right, you should have Refuah Shalema. How about a Refuah? Refuah is also good. What's there between Refuah and Refuah Shalema? Says Rav Kook, if a patient comes to a doctor and the doctor sees the symptoms and just treats the symptoms, the patient's not going to get better. The doctor has to see the symptoms and realize what's the illness, what's the infection that's causing the symptoms. And he has to treat the illness. And only if he treats the illness will the patient get better. That's Refuah Shalema. Hashem shouldn't just fix the symptoms, but should fix the illness itself. Go back a line. Avinu Malkeinu Achzireinu B'tshuva Shlema. When we do tshuva, it's not just fixing the symptoms, the words, the actions, but it's going deep into our neshama. Tshuva Shlema L'fanecha. It's about changing who we are. That's what Shinui Maisa is. It's not just what's usser, but it's even the gray area becoming a different person. And if we continue going, this idea might be the root leitmotif that comes up in the other three as well. Number two, Shini Hashem. What does it mean, Shini Hashem? We'll be finished in 5 minutes, guys. Focus. Right, Shini Hashem. Change your name. And this Gemara is the marker for the idea that if somebody's Rahman al-Fan very ill and they're going to have an operation, sometimes, they'll change the person's name in shul. They'll add on the name Chayim, they'll add on the name Raphael, whatever. It's a minhag, according to the Ramah, Yeraday, and Shilamed Hay in Surah 17. But what does it mean here? Shini Hashem. How do you do tshuva? Change my name. So we should all go to shul, and, my name is Shalom, I'm Dovid. Now I'm Dovid, call me Dovid. Right, okay, you'll be Jacob, and right there. Right, you switch the names. What does that mean, switching the names? How does switching your names, how is that Makarim Sardino Shalada? Says the Ran on that Gemara. Shini Hashem, Mishana Shmo, Betaima Demilsa, bottom line. The Shini Hashem, Gorin Lo Lasos Tshuva. She Yomar Balibo, Eini Oso Ha'ish. Shaisi Kodam Lachay. I'm different. because how we call something makes it different. I tell my talmidim often, right? We shouldn't call it Saturday night. Call it Motzi Shabbos. It's a totally different world. Because things we might do Motzi Saturday night, we want to do Motzi Shabbos. It's Motzi Shabbos. It's a different chafsa. If I'm a different chafsa, if I call myself something else, it doesn't mean literally I have to change your name. It doesn't mean literally. It just means I look at myself as a different person. Shivi Hashem. And that's a derech of tshuva. So, Shini Maisa, according to the Ritva. Shini Hashem, according to the Ran. It's not just about changing actions, changing a name. It's about becoming a different person at root. Looking at myself as just being born. Like, you get out of the mikvah, you're a different person. The Sefer HaKinuch says, every time we go to the mikvah, it's like we should look at ourselves as coming out of the amniotic sac. We're being reborn. That's Tara. And what about the third? Let's keep going. Sa'aka. Tfila. Davening. There's a question that's dealt with. Again, it's a topic of a separate shiur, but if you turn the page, source 19, the Sefer HaIkarim deals with the question of, and he says this question has driven people off the derech, he says. He says people have not gotten a sufficient answer to this question, and because of that, they've been misguided, and they've just rejected it. Ask the Sefer HaIkarim, how does prayer work? How does it work? Hashem wants to, doesn't want me to have this. He doesn't want me to win the lottery. And all of a sudden, I'm going to daven. Oh, okay, you win the lottery. What, God changed his mind? Oh, okay. Yeah, you got me. Say the magic word. How does that work? How does tefillah work? If I'm supposed to get it, I should get it without the tefillah. If I'm not supposed to get it, so then I shouldn't get it with the tefillah. Says the Sefer HaIkarim. Again, it's part of a larger piece, but we don't have so much time. Says the Sefer HaIkarim in Source 19. See the question towards the top? Bim nigzar ain't sarach tefillah. If it's decreed, I don't need it. Bim lo nigzar, and if it's not decreed, eich toel tefillah. How does tefillah help? L'shanos ratzon Hashem. Nigzar lo tov acher, shelo nigzar. How does it change the ratzon of Hashem? Right? Is it or isn't it? Says the Sefer HaIkarim, the Yesoda, I'm sure many of you know, tefillah doesn't change God. Tefillah changes man. After we daven, we're supposed to be different people than we were before we daven. As I daven and I inculcate into my heart, Rafa'enu Hashem and Rafa, Baruch Aleinu, you're in charge. Jews have a destiny. I remember all of this. Throughout my tefillah, I become a different person. So Rosner A wasn't supposed to get this, but Rosner B was supposed to get it. I just changed myself into Rosner B. Tefillah doesn't change man. Doesn't change God, it changes man. Rav Hirsch even writes that the way we say the daven is lehispalel. Lehispalel, if you remember any basic Hebrew from high school, right? Lehispalel, I know it's a hard one, but lehispalel is the reflexive. The reflexive tense. Tispalel means to judge. Lehispalel is to self-judge. Three times a day I have to look inside myself and make sure I remember the values that Judaism is all about. We become different people through the tefillah. So Shini Hashem, and Shini Maisa, and Sa'aka, it's all the same thing. It's about becoming different people. About looking at ourselves as somebody new. One more. Is it the hardest one? What about Sa'aka? How does that work? So the Sefer HaKinuch tells us, and other Rishonim tell us, when somebody gives tzedakah, it's not just about the receiver. It's not just about the receiver. In the mitzvah of lending money, the Sefer HaKinuch, in mitzvah Samach Vav, says, what's the root of the mitzvah? We know the Sefer HaKinuch always talks about not only halacha, but hashkafa. What's the root of the mitzvah? So what should it say? Because there's somebody that needs a loan, give him some money. The Sefer HaKinuch does not mention the receiver at all. You know what lending money is about? It's about becoming a giver. It's about becoming someone who focuses outside of themselves. That's what chesed is about. That's what tzedakah is about. It's not just about, oh, I have to fill the need that's in front of me. It's about becoming different people through the giving. Says the Karakemach, Rabbeinu Bachai, in 21. Beautiful chazal. Kama gadol ha-to'eles shemagia la'asher min ha'ani. How great is the to'eles when I give tzedakah. How much I get at that moment, so much more than what the ani is getting.
Yoser mina toela she megia lo ani mina ashir. Ki toela sani ma ashir. The ani gets something right now, at this moment, and it's finite, and it's in coins, something specific. But the ashir gets eternity. The ashir gets to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, becomes a giver, becomes like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So all four, though on the surface, we read the Gemara, right? What is tshuva about? What's our responsibility? Well, there are four ways to do tshuva. Tzedaka, and Sa'aka, and Shini Hashem, and Shini Ma'isa. If we dig deeper a little bit, we see all four of them are really one idea. It's about looking at ourselves and changing who we are. Shini Ma'isa, what the Ritva say, is not just about stopping to do Averis. It's about even the gray areas in my life. Becoming a different person, so I act differently. Shini Hashem, the Ron said, I look at myself. Eini Oso Ha'ish. I'm not the same person. Davening, the Sefer Ikarim. I'm different through my davening. And finally, Tztaka, Kamagado, Masha Ashim Mekaba Mina'ani. We become different people through our chesed. So if we think about it, then take a step back, tshuva has two sides. On the one hand, it's an unbelievable gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's one of the seven things created before the world was created. Only Hashem understands it. It is beyond logic. Beis Din cannot use tshuva, right? Tshuva is the only thing that can help us during Aseres Yemei Tshuva because it would go back in time. The Emek Bracha said, it's an unbelievable gift. But on the other hand, it's a tremendous responsibility. We have to become different people. By the time Rosh Hashanah comes in 5 weeks, we have to be able to say, I'm not who I was 5 weeks ago. I know it was the middle of the summer, but I'm a different person. And Hashem believes in us. And I'll just close with this. Hashem believes in us. Daskal Abramsky once said that we say every morning the first words that come out of a Jew's mouth, Moda'ani lefanecha, melechai v'kayim, shachzati b'nishmasi b'chemla, or you gave back my neshama with compassion, rava emunasecha. Great is your emuna. Shouldn't that say rava emunasi? I have great emunah. I woke up in the morning, I have great emunah in you. Rab emunasi. No, we say Rab emunah secha. Your emunah is great. What does that mean? Says Rabbi Chesed Abramsky, because when we wake up in the morning and Hashem decided to give us another day, it must be that He thinks I have a purpose today. It must be that He believes in me. Rab emunah secha. The first thing we say every day is that Hashem, I have a tafkid today. You believe in me. You gave me another day. I'm going to do it. I'm going to jump out of bed. I'm going to accomplish today. So we have now a couple of days till Rosh Chodesh Elul. It's our job to recognize, to focus, to think about how I can improve my life, how I can improve all the other lives of the NCSYers, whatever I can do to try to inspire them in the ways, in the place where they are right now. And Hashem, we should all have siyata d'shmaya to be able to accomplish this lofty goal and be able to be considered tzaddikim. Rosh Hashanah, Habalim Lutoba.
Thank you very much.